Welcome back to the City of Palms podcast. Two brothers got together, started a podcast to shine light on talented individuals. Thank you for watching, viewing, and subscribing.
Episode 105.
We're back. We're back, dude, and it's episode 105.
Been a minute.
Been a minute.
We took a little vacay.
Gohan's hyped. We did take a little vacay. There's been a lot that's happened since we've started, man.
I'm glad we took the time off, though. As much as I wanted to, like, document it through the podcast, I'm kind of glad we just, like, were able to experience it. SLS and the book release show and all that.
Yeah, it's been great. Shout out to everyone that came to the book release.
That was incredible.
That was awesome. That whole event was... Yeah, that was nice. We loved it.
And the book's available now. You can get
books
it on Amazon.
Books available now. Amazon. Ebook.
Yep.
Audiobook.
Best place to get it, if not directly from me because you live near here, best place to get it, ProfessorShred.com. Because I got all of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I ship it from my house. I don't ship it. There's no distribution center that sends it, so I can throw in a little stickers. You know what I mean?
Get it from
the
man direct, man. Get it from the man direct.
It feels cool to have Professor Shred stickers and t-shirts and stuff like that now, because now as I'm packaging orders, I can, like, I'm stoked to update the website. Hardcover copies still haven't come in yet, but before Christmas they're gonna be in up on my website.
Nice, dude.
Rolling through the holidays. I prepped a bunch of grips. I did that because I got a couple grip orders so far.
Nice. That's awesome.
Good holiday season.
Shop at the Shred Shop, man. You got me right. My board. By the time this goes up, my board and grip will probably have been posted on Shred Grip and stuff too. That new little setup I'll be rocking with.
I can't wait to see how that looks.
Yeah, I'm hyped. I'm hyped to skate it. Almost don't want to skate it. You
know what I mean? It is one of them boards. That was like, you remember when Kyle, I just posted about it the other day on a Facebook Marketplace. That board that was Majin Vegeta with the black shirt on one side, and then the deck had Trunks, Super Saiyan Trunks, primitive board, the sword.
Wow.
That was one of Kyle's setups. Wow. That was an awesome setup. Vegeta. Yeah. Trunks.
That's nice. That is nice, man. Speaking of the holidays, dude, it is holiday season, man. As you can see, we got the little decorations up, man. It is that time of year. I love Christmas.
Me too, man.
I love Christmas.
I always say Halloween my favorite holiday, but Christmas definitely has a special place in my heart.
Christmas is by far my favorite.
You ever wish you lived somewhere that was like had different seasons though?
Oh, all the time.
Like Christmas in a place where it snows.
Dude, it was so hot today, and it's December 11th.
What was the temperature, dude? It had to have been like 88.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was like 80, good 86. Felt like, with humidity, probably felt like 90-something.
Definitely high 80s today. Bad. This almost mid-December day in Florida. Gotta love it.
Gotta love it, man. It's a love-hate relationship, I guess. Cause it's
better than being too snowy to go and meet up for Brendan's birthday.
Yeah, that's for sure. But in a sense where you're
Shout out, Brendan.
Yeah, shout out, Brendan, man. Shout out, Brendan. Shout out the fam. Shout out the whole fam. Yeah, but, yeah, Christmas shopping, dude. You ever go out Christmas shopping and you're like, you're out there and you're just like, dude, I'm almost not going to get anything. I'm going to walk in. That was my experience tonight. I went out Christmas shopping. Already kind of crunched for time to make this happen. Just at the when I went out, I was like, dude, it's too late to really commit. You know what I mean? When you're Christmas shopping.
He's telling a story. You're being disrespectful. Cut it out.
For real. When you're Christmas shopping, you got to take that time, fam. That's hours of commitment right there.
That's hours of commitment. That's why you were saying that? Is you didn't have enough time to really, like, make decisions?
That's the excuse I'll make, but it happens every year to me. And comment down below if this happens too. I get it done. But I'm telling you, there's times for sure where, especially when I'm shopping for Bree, my wife, I'll be looking at stuff. I'll go in. I'll be like, dude, I got a game plan. I got a game plan in my head. I go out and just not, man. You got a game plan and it falls through.
What do you mean? Like, do you go, like, because how I go in is I have a list of people I need to shop for, and maybe, like, a specific thing I want to get, for, or, like, category of thing I want to get for a specific person, but I usually like just having a list of people, and then just, like, finding stuff.
So, I'm gonna be real, it's pretty easy for me to shop for, like, anybody else, like family or whatever, but when it, I guess specifically for me, when it comes down to shopping for my wife, it does get tricky. Just because I don't know, I want to make sure, like, because I try to go all out, you feel me, for her.
I feel you.
So,
and you got to one up yourself every year with her, you know, like with other family I feel like it's not as pressured to like really, really give like a great present. But if it's your significant
with the
other,
wifey, with the wifey, you got to keep it going.
Yeah, you
sure.
Got to have a good present every year. You got to be thoughtful.
Yeah, so I'm like out shopping, and I'm like at the same time too, we have a lot, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be boastful or whatever. You know, I'm grateful for everything we have, but it's like, as far as like, you know, we don't own a house yet, so it's not really like I could be like doing all this. But, and she did make a good point, like this year she'd rather do like experiences, you know what I mean? But there is other things that I just wanna, I at least feel like I wanted to get, like I'm saying, like game plan. I'll have like, man, I wanna get her this, I wanna get her that. Like for instance, we always pass by this store, Altered State. I don't know if you've heard of it.
GoPro, like, start recording.
Did we never start that?
I thought I did. Maybe not. Altered State. I feel like I've heard of
it. It's in Coconut. It's like a nice, beautiful looking store. It's like over by Tommy Bahama.
I feel like I know what that is.
Yeah. You've probably seen it, especially like when you were like working at Divietta there for a second.
Yeah.
It's like right, because it's like right there by that, right behind where you'd pass through.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's just like this nice looking place. It's, I think I think it's like a clothing store for women. But we always pass by it, and Bree's like, "Oh, I like that place," but like it's expensive, right? So to me, that's like for Christmas, something like that. Like I'll go in there, find something.
Do you like, do you often buy her articles of clothing, or do you just go with like the gift card route? Because I get stressed.
I don't do the clothes thing. But in my head, passing by there, I didn't know it was just a clothing store.
Oh, you thought there'd be like,
I thought they might have like little thing, you feel me?
A handbag or something.
Something.
Like that.
Nah, just clothes. So I was like, wow.
So you skipped it. What all stores did you go to in your adventures?
Tonight, uh-huh. I just, sad as this may sound, so I did that. I went to Target. No, because here's what happened too. I went to Target, right? And I did just go to Target. In the parking lot, I saw Ethan from our church group. Shout out Ocean Church. Yeah, I saw Ethan. And he was like, yo, come. He's like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm Christmas shopping. He's like, come to Buckle after. He's like, I work at Buckle. I'm like, all right. And then he's like, are you coming? I was like, yeah, I might walk in. And feel bad because I didn't. I didn't. Honestly, it slipped my mind completely because I walked in Target. Starbucks was to my right. I'm like, I'm getting a latte. So I got a latte. Chugging that. And walking around Target, I ended up getting one thing, but then I ended up putting it back.
Thanks, bud. We're okay, though.
Joe.
We're all good. Thanks, man.
You know what I mean?
We're safe.
You feel me? Go on.
Well, it's okay. I was about to say, what's the one thing? Never mind.
Well, I put it back. It was actually, so it was Pictionary Air. Feel me? I was going to get it for a kid.
Pictionary Air, is that charades?
No, so it's literally comes with, like, this little pen. I think the pen, like, Bluetooth to, like, a device that you're using, and then you like it's you for a kid, and they draw it in the air, and it comes up on like the iPad or the TV.
That's pretty crazy.
So it's for, and it's supposed to be kids versus adults. So the kids got like easy picture clues, and the adults got like, it was just regular for the adults.
Battle of Gettysburg, you know, words like that you gotta draw.
Yeah, pretty much. But I ended up putting it back. Let's stop recording. Because at the end of the day, I was just like, it's going to be...
Wait, that you were going to get Pictionary Air for Brie?
No, not for Brie. I was going to get it for Bailey, actually. Yeah, because she likes Pictionary. She's always saying she likes that. But I just feel like regular Pictionary is even better than that, because I just feel like that was almost too much. Where it's like, you got to do too much just to play it. You know what I mean? Like, oh, this is dead. Or, oh, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's cool about board games, is like, even when the power goes out, you could, like, play Pictionary.
Yeah, I feel that. That's how I always felt about some of those, like, trivia games. You know, like, I don't know what the big ones are, but ones where you got to plug it in. Or, like, you gotta, like, put on a DVD.
Yeah, like, seen it. Yes, with it with the it. DVD. That's like, play this of. Along. It's like, well, you can't if the power goes out, yeah.
Dude, you know what game that I loved that we didn't even play that much? What was it called? The Disney game that Mom had that came in, like, the tin.
Yeah.
It was almost like Seen It, but, like, for Disney movies.
That was some kind of Disney trivia.
Yeah, Disney trivia.
Like, 25th anniversary, 50th anniversary, like, trivia.
That was cool.
It was. That was sick. That's a sick game. Probably, like, frickin' resale value on that is through the roof
for
right
real,
now.
For real, imagine an unopened one. Wow.
I think didn't we have two?
I think so. I think we had two.
That's sick.
Dude, our family alone, I feel like we've had stuff. Like, some of the, like, the games and stuff we've had, I feel like would be worth some money now. Or toys. You ever think about that? Toys we destroyed just because we're, like, little kids, but, like, if...
Oh,
what
no.
they'd be worth now. Or
oh,
video
no.
games, bro. Super Mario Sunshine. Super Smash Bros. Melee.
I know, dude. For real. Straight up, man. Straight up. It's sad. I remember one time I threw that... I was a kid, right? And I just threw a toy. We were outside playing. And I threw the toy in the back of the garbage truck as he was driving off. Thinking, like, I could get this back.
Hey, Brian, watch Gone. This. Watch this aim.
Gone. You know what toy it was, too?
What?
Super sick toy. So, do you remember that Yu-Gi-Oh card that was, like, a jester? I think I've told this on the podcast before.
Yeah.
It was that. It was the action figure of that.
What was that card?
Oh.
Something clown.
I don't remember.
Something clown. I don't know.
Something clown or something, I think. Yeah, it was a couple namer.
I remember having that as a toy. You threw that in the back of the garbage truck.
Yeah, bro.
You saw it closing, and you're like... This is my chance.
Gone. Sad, man. And then I remember, like, right after that, I was just like...
Why did I do that?
Damn. Yeah. Why? Tourette's, dude. Almost had Tourette's in that arm.
You remember... I don't remember if it was William or Tommy. You remember they bit the head off Super Saiyan Vegeta? That almost made me cry inside.
Majin Vegeta, huh?
Yeah. I was just like, that's a dope toy, and you just ruined it.
Yeah.
I would love to have that toy.
Yeah, yeah. That sucks, man. I see those toys now at, like, Walmart and Target. They're so hard not to buy.
Dude, for real.
At Walmart, Super Saiyan Goku, just, like, chilling. I was like, that's fire.
They have cool ones now. And they have, dude, they have one set. I always see it at Walmart where it's, like, the little, like, video game section, like, little FYE version of Walmart where they got, like, they've got Dragon Ball Z toys, but it comes with a piece of Broly.
I have some of that.
You do?
Pieces of Broly, yeah. I've got, like, his leg.
Did I get you a toy? Of Christmas or something?
Yeah. I think you Ambrian did.
What?
I think I did open it. Because I have them, like, chilling. Had them chilling. I'm going to have them chilling.
You got
too.
Goku on your nightstand and then Broly's left leg.
I don't, but, like, when I own a house and I have a man cave.
Yeah, you wanna have
your space. I'm gonna have shelving on the wall with, like, toys and stuff like memorabilia on it.
Would you ever pay, like, high dollar for something like that, like some sort of little collectible, like, knickknack? I feel like you're not really like that, where you, like, would pay a lot of money.
I mean, when I worked in restaurants and I had just had, like, dumb amounts of money and I still lived at home and I could, like, spend on whatever, I would get in, like, some bid wars on eBay over, like, DBZ toy lots.
I remember that.
Yeah, almost snagged a couple really good ones. Really good ones.
I think I remember
where I, on one, I was so hyped and I thought I had it, and then last second to where
had,
I couldn't even give me a second to op out of it or, like, you know, battle against it.
Outbid
he just
you.
Took it. I was like, damn.
It had, like, that Goten we had as kids, right? With, like, the little spy outfit or whatever.
Everything, yeah. Yeah, it had that, and that's what really caught my interest, where I was like, I need this. Yeah, I told you about it, I remember. I think it's when you still lived in Pennsylvania, or right after you got back. But
I think so. I don't regret the Broly that I bought, bro. The day that it was right after the new Broly movie dropped, and I saw that at our local Barnes and Noble, which they never have those cool of toys. Those like really high dollar like Dragon Ball Z figures. They had the Broly from the new movie for $100, and I'm just like, my hands are tied.
Yeah.
I only have $150. My hands are tied. I have 50 now.
You got him. You got it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Had to. They also have the ones that are like cheap plastic where you like they pop apart, like all the little joints pop apart and stuff. Mm-hmm. I got
a couple of those too. Those are nice.
They're nice. They're way cheaper, but they're not like action figures. Like they're more like you just pose them up somewhere.
Yeah, I've got a couple of them. I think Bree's got me a couple of them too. I think I've bought a couple too. I got a nice little collection. I need to pull that out. I have a lot of like blue haired, the Super Saiyan God mode or whatever. Mm-hmm. The blue haired. Yeah.
I think the like memorabilia I would spend the most money on. Ever since I was a kid, I thought this is swords or like weapons from Lord of the Rings or like just things like that, helmets. Like there's websites where you can buy like looks just like from the movies, you know, like swords, Legolas's bow, you know, like the Uruk-hai helmet, things like that. I used to always say like, man, I'm gonna have a wall in my house where it's just like swords. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That'd be like on plaques. That'd be so cool.
That would be just like.
But I just nowadays I just couldn't. Even if I was wealthy, I don't think I could justify it because it's like $1,000 a sword. Because they're like real swords.
Get a replica.
But no, that's what I would want. Is like the. Although you can find. I don't know, man. I'm not that like. Oh, it's authentic. I'd buy something that's cheap that just looks like it. You know what I mean?
I mean, if you think about it, if at the end of the day, if you're like putting it. Say that you do have an amount of money, right? You're making a movie theater in your room. You're like, you know what? I'm going to make a movie theater. And that's your goal in mind. And one of the walls is going to be like
Lord of the Rings
themed. Chill out, bro. This is a fire freaking thing. So you have that and you're like, okay, do I put more effort into the comfort of the movie theater or whatever? Or do I put more effort into the memorabilia that's on the wall?
We'll get you cut corners
there. Yeah, you know what I mean? Cut corners there. Throw a replica up there. Get like 5-6 nice swords, freaking bow and arrows, all that. That'd be sick. Spend half the money, get a replica.
That's just on the like wall. A little ass TV. Anyone coming to watch movies is like, oh, is the screen like rolled? Like
the bubble down? Screen. It's got like the old like back and the back of the TV is like
box
this big.
TV.
Yeah. You turn it off, it's like there has all the static electricity to it.
Oh, is the screen like rolled down off the ceiling or something? No, this is the theater.
You roll it on a cart like they did
on these swords.
Yeah, right. Don't forget to take pictures of the memorabilia on the wall.
I put LED lights around the whole thing. Ambiance. How are we gonna watch the movie? Straight Box up. TV.
That would be so cool, like to have that, and then have like the floating candles, like for like LED like ambient lighting. Have like the like candles, you know what I mean? But have like. From like fishing line on the ceiling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That'd be so
like the Great
sick.
Hall and Harry Potter.
Have them like all like different heights, like some lower, some higher. Mm-hmm. These vibes, dude. And so everybody has like those chairs where like push up a button, you climb back, climb out. Little tray pops out. You can carry food in there. You have a commercial side kitchen.
Yeah. Session. That's a life goal right there.
That is, man. It's doable too, honestly. Invest in cryptocurrency, kids.
Dude, speaking of Great Hall, I got to tell you about what happened last night, bro. Because I told you I was going out last night, right? I don't know if I gave you any details on what it was. But so, like, a couple weeks ago, probably like 2 weeks ago, December had messaged me a link to some event. And it was just, like, something that she thought looked fun. It was called Boozy Cauldron is, like, the name of the event. And it was basically the way the description came off, or at least my expectations as I read it, is it's a Harry Potter-themed, like, event. Where the ticket you buy gets you, like, it's kind of like Murder Mystery Dinner Train type thing, where, like, you pay a fee for a ticket, and you get, like, the whole experience, dinner, like, food, whatever. So I was under the impression it was something like that, but Harry Potter. So I'm like, that sounds sick, but it was just drinks. So I was like, we'll go eat before, like, we'll get something to eat, we'll make a whole night out of it, we'll end the night, because it started at 11. So I'm like, okay, so it is just, like, an after-dinner, like, drinking thing. So I'm like, that'd be fun. That sounds pretty cool. You get, like, 4 cocktails, and they're all themed around Harry Potter and whatnot. And, dude, so, like, that's what I went into thinking, that it was something like that. And then as we read the description, dude, it seemed like it was going to be a whole, like, thing, like a whole production to where there was, like, actors and stuff like that. It was going to be a whole thing.
Of Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah, and so I was excited because I thought, like, the murder mystery dinner train, like, you know, you chill, you just kick it, you just watch like a show, you know, throughout the night you get these drinks that you can try and everything and whatever. But also going into it, I was the one driving, so I was thinking, like, I don't drink a whole lot. I made sure to eat a whole bunch before we went and everything, but I was also driving, so I was taking that into consideration because it was only from 11 to 12:30 was the event. So I'm like, hour and a half, four cocktails. Like, I don't know what these cocktails are, how they're gonna affect me. So we'll see. Play it by ear. So we get there, and it's like, it's a suite that they had rented that you can use for like baby showers or wedding receptions or whatever, just like a random suite. And they just had like a handful of decorations.
At Broadway Palm?
No. Way smaller. Uh-huh. It was like a room. Like, it was like the size of this living room, basically. Uh-huh. But they had chairs set up and like rows of four and everything. And it was pretty cool, but like it seemed like a lot of the decorations. I'm gonna talk mad shit, so like whatever. I'll preface it by saying, for the right crowd, this would probably be amazing. Probably be an amazing event. Wasn't for me though, and let me explain why. So we get in, there's wands for sale, like and me and December thought they were gonna be like from Harry Potter, like the characters' wands and stuff, like you can get from Universal. They weren't. They were still pretty cool. December bought one. They were like $20 or something like that, just like little wands that they had made, pretty high quality, cool looking things. So December bought one. But as the event starts, dude, it's like, first of all, they didn't ID me. I might also be throwing them under the bus right now, but they didn't. I bought the ticket online, but that doesn't count as IDing. You have to ID them when you give them the alcohol. You feel me? So, like, we sit down and we get our first drink, which was like in a little potion bottle looking thing, like a little shot in a potion bottle. And I wasn't even sure what was in it because the menu, it just has like vague, like, wizard things where it's like transfiguring potion, it has like a vodka blah 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 of magical this, so it doesn't tell you what's actually in it except like it said the word vodka. So I'm like, I don't know what it even is. And then they didn't ID me, and they didn't even check my ticket. They just asked what my last name was. So I could have just, like, you know, anyone who wasn't 21, I could have just like told them, like, oh yeah, I bought the tickets for you, go show up. They didn't ID anybody. Jeez. So, like, right as we sat down, I was kind of, like, thrown off. I was just like, that's kind of weird. And they're also playing club music. It's not even, like, Harry Potter-y, like, wizardy type, like... Yeah, it's, like, from a nightclub, bro. And and all these girls are... There's four women, or three women and a guy, and they're all dressed, like... The guy's dressed all, like, trench coat, like, goth, eyeshadow and stuff, eyeliner, just looking like a vampire type dude. And then all the girls are dressed in, like, you know, just like little skirts and stuff like that, and they're serving the drinks and everything. So the whole vibe was just kind of like nightclub, like get wasted, like that was kind of the whole vibe. They had a lot of joke, the whole production, there was a lot of jokes of like sexual innuendos and things like that. So it was just, and it's not really like my kind of humor, so I'm just kind of like, okay, cool. The first drink was I. Second drink, I didn't even want to finish. It was butterbeer, but it was, like, so sweet that I'm just, like, I don't, like... And we're about to have the third drink, like, in, like, 10 minutes. I'm not really trying to just chug this whole thing and then, like... Because it's so sugary. Like, I'm not trying to do that. So I just put it down by me, like, I wasn't even trying to finish it. And then they were... Well, part of their shtick, too, was they were pulling people up to, like, embarrass them or whatever. Like, have them be part of the show. And they pulled... When they pulled me up... Thank God they didn't pull December up. She hated it. But they pulled me up because they were like, oh, we hear some of you are not liking the drinks. Some of you guys are talking crap about the drinks. So we're going to have a challenge, like see how tough you really are or whatever. And they're like, pull four people up, one of which being me. And they're like, the hostess lady is like, so what we're going to do is we're going to see, because they were basically saying, like, oh, y'all are wussies for saying the drinks are too sweet and this and that, so we're going to have a drinking contest to, like, see who can, like, chug the fastest and who's, like, the toughest or whatever. And so I'm just like, okay. And I'm thinking in my head, like, I've already had two drinks. I'm driving. I'm not trying to chug a, like, beer right now. I don't even like beer, so I'm just like, y'all chose the wrong dude. So I'm just sitting up there, and... Then when they're passing the platter around, there's like a bunch of White Claws and then a couple Bud Lights. And so they're obviously making jokes about the guys who choose White Claw. But I was the last one in line, so that was the last one to choose, so I got a White Claw. And then when they started the chugging contest, I didn't drink any. I just like opened it, and then I'm just like, they told everyone to open it, and I'm like, And then they told everyone to start chugging, and I'm just, like, standing there. I'm like, nah, I'm good. And then the one of the other ladies, like, next to me was, like, grabbed it and, like, started chugging it to, like, keep the show going. I wouldn't want to be a party pooper, but I'm just like, bro, I'm not trying to chug this whole White Claw right now. It's not the party I was going into, you feel me? Yeah, like, I wasn't coming here to just, like, get super drunk and stuff, especially because I'm drinking or driving. So, yeah. And then, but that was basically it. Like, that was basically the experience. Was it for the right crowd? For some, maybe, like, college kid who wanted that type vibe where it's, like, sexual jokes and, like, you know, girls dressed in, like, skimpy stuff and chugging alcohol? Mm-hmm. Just wasn't my vibe, though. I was expecting, like, a chill Harry Pottery kind of, like, you know?
Yeah. No, I'd feel that.
Because it just seemed like, other than the fact that they had wands and, like, they did name the drinks after, like, Harry Potter or wizardy type stuff, wasn't really Harry Pottery. I would give it a 2 out of 10. Would not recommend for someone like me. Would not recommend. Yeah, that was a long ass story. I'm sorry.
No. I'm not cricketing the story. I'm cricketing the experience.
Yeah, and I told December was pissed. That's why I'm glad they didn't choose her to go up there, because she was, when they were like pressuring me to like chug it, because they, like, kept teasing me even, after I, like, sat down. Like, they gave everyone a participation trophy. It was just a shot of vodka, which I didn't drink. I'm like, I'm not, dude, what? Like, I don't know. At first, I thought it was water, and I was like, that's pretty cool that, like, they saw I was the DD, and I didn't want to chug it, so they're giving me a cup of water. But it was, like, this much liquid, so I'm dumb. I'm just like, oh, like, I wonder what it is. And she's like, it's obviously a shot, Ryan. And I just, like, touch it to my lips, and I was like, yeah, it's a shot. And I just poured it in the drink I wasn't drinking and, like, put it back under my chair. But, yeah, she was mad at it, but I was like, I wouldn't buy it again for sure. Like, I wouldn't spend $80 again to do that, but, I'm glad, like, I'm not gonna regret anything. You feel me? Like, I can laugh at it now. I can tell stories like this and, like, think about it as
a funny
experience.
That is funny. That's funny that you got called up.
I know.
You got called up.
And dude, I would hate that if they, I'll add this thing. The last people they called up for the last drink, they called up pairs of people. They called, like, pairs of people. I don't remember how they chose them, but they called, like, four pairs, and not all of them were couples. So, and they had a lap dance contest. They had, like, one of them sit in a chair, and then they had 20 seconds playing, like, a random song, and the person had to, like, give the best lap dance. And I'm just like, what kind of Harry Potter is this? Like, what do you – and it's just –
was
just
it advertised as Harry Potter?
Yes.
What part of Harry Potter was in there?
Huh?
What part of Harry Potter was in there?
Like I said, the drinks, like, one was called buttered beer, and then, like, they had, like, transfiguring potion, and, like, they had, like, some, and the actual host lady, like, the actual actress who was, like, hosting the whole thing and put on this character, she was pretty good. Like, she had, like, an English accent, and she was pretty funny. She didn't have as much of the, like, gross humor. She was pretty funny. But overall, it wasn't, like, a Harry Potter type thing. But, dude, there was two people that did the lap dance that, get this, it was a guy and his girlfriend who had showed up, and the third person who showed up with them in their group was the guy's best friend. So the two they call up to do the lap dance, the best friend and the girlfriend, to do the lap dance. And I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, the girl sits down in the chair, because she's like, I'm not freaking dancing for you. You're not like my boyfriend. So she sits down in the chair, and I'm thinking, the guy's got a choice to make right now. The boyfriend's watching right now. The whole crowd is watching. Like, he's got a choice to make. And he made the wrong move, bro. He actually, like, gave her a lap dance and was, like, rubbing all up on her. And I'm just like, you should have just been funny and walked circles around the chair and, like, just not done anything. Because the man's the girl's boyfriend is sitting right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what kind of friendship they have or how that goes. But if I was in that shoes, I'm not rubbing up on someone's girl. You feel me?
Facts.
And it's, I mean,
what was the guy doing?
Huh?
What was the boyfriend doing at the time?
I didn't look over. He was, like, in the back. I didn't look over there. But, like, I was just thinking. I was, like, telling December. I'm like, wrong move. Like, you shouldn't have done that. I know it's, like, you don't want to be. Again, you don't want to be a party pooper because you're up in front of everyone. Like, it's a show. It's supposed to be funny. But, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you still should, like, keep your integrity. And there was one couple that they were married for, like, 10 years. And they were doing. And the guy was lap dancing for her. And seemed like she was pissed. December made the joke. She's like, did they just get divorced? Because she got up, like, before the 20 seconds was over, she, like, got up and left, like, walked off. And I'm just like, because he, like, he was like dancing for her, and she's just like kind of like, oh my gosh, you're being ridiculous. And then he like goes to take his shirt off, and she's like, no, you're not freaking doing that. And then he takes his shirt off and starts swinging it, and she gets pissed and she walks off. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, what kind of party is this?
I know, right? That sounds crazy.
Yeah.
Far from Harry Potter.
Right? Like, it wasn't what I had expected. Yeah. But if you're into that sort of thing, Boozy Cauldron. $40 a ticket.
Was it in Fort Myers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was on Colonial.
That sounds like some Fort Myers thing.
Yeah.
How often do they do it?
I don't know. I think that... I don't know, honestly.
Good. no. Yeah, that's funny. That's funny, dude. What up, Gohan? You be barking every time we start telling a story. Come here.
He's such a guardian, dude. He's such a guardian.
His ears flipped up.
You look ridiculous, man. Flip your ear back out.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, we didn't even talk about, man, Jacksonville. Jacksonville's crazy. We've been doing a lot of traveling, I feel. Not really.
I mean, we've been making moves behind the scenes.
We've both been hustling
at our day jobs again, having fun with it, enjoying it. Had a great time at Jacksonville, SLS Super Crown.
Jacksonville was so fun, dude.
It's really been pushing our skating, too. I've been feeling it, dude. Like, whenever we all link up, me, you, and Kyle, and, like, the gang, I can just feel, like, a different energy with our skating.
Yeah. Facts. Me, too. Yeah, I feel... Yeah, I'm praying for... I keep praying to just be better in it, you know, and just learn new tricks. I feel like stuff's coming to me, man. When I got that front nose on your...
Wait, did you do a front side nose slide or a nose grind?
Nose grind.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I wish I could have saw that. That's such a cool trick. I love it. That's one of my favorite grinds.
It felt so nice to pop out of it just and clear the box. Just like...
I bet you could do a mean one backside, too, with how you can get up into crooks. Because you can sit on crooks, and I bet if you just tweaked it out a little bit, you could do a backside nose grind.
True.
Have you done backside nose grind before?
No. I want to learn... fakie. Well, really, I want to learn nose slide. Nose slide, but I feel like faking nose slide would be easier, wouldn't it be?
Mm-hmm. Like half cab into it?
Just like ride up fakie and hit that fakie to...
Nose blunt?
Nose blunt. That's what I said. What did I say?
Nose slide.
Oh, no.
Fakie nose blunt would be crazy. Yeah, 'cause I can see you doing that.
I want to learn regular nose blunts. That's like one of my favorite tricks, like where you just pop over.
Front side nose blunt? Yeah.
Or back nose, rather.
Yeah.
Either one.
My favorite trick I can't do is probably backside nose blunt slide. Yeah. Where I'm like, dude, if I could just do a mean, like, perfect back nose blunt.
Yeah. But a fakie, if you came in fakie to nose blunt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That'd be sick. I feel like I could do that, too.
I always thought you could probably half cab flip into stuff, too. You pop the head. I always thought you could learn heel flips into plenty of grinds if you just, like...
I'm learning that now.
Yeah, you're getting to it, bro. But, like, dude, heel flip 5-0, I can see you doing that. Heel flip nose grind, I can see you doing that. Heel flip crook, I can see you doing that. Because you blast your heels to where, like, no problem you could get up on a box or a rail.
I wish, dude. Like, that's some, like, Felipe stuff.
It's,
man,
just
like,
weird what different
heel flip crook. Yeah, it is, man. It is.
It's like when you go down a drop, like me with kickflips. Like, I can do a kickflip on flat pretty much every single time. But if I go down the 3-stair like the other day, it's like... Sometimes takes me a handful of tries because I'm just like, I don't kickflip the same.
Yeah.
And then kickflipping into grinds is a whole nother...
I want to go back to that stair set and switch front shove it.
Oh, yeah. That'd be sick.
Mm-hmm. And I want to back heel it and half cab flip it.
Yeah, you got it.
Just for, like, practice.
I can't wait to see you back heel something. I can't wait. Because you blast that one, too. That'll look... You ever see Stay Gold when Reynolds does it down... No, it's not his ender. He back heels down the bar seat, like 5 block or something like that. Just the way he back heels in general, just freaking.
I didn't see that.
I could see that. That's how it'll look once you do it down something.
Heck yeah.
Because you're good at catching heel flips, like at their peak. You know what I mean?
Thanks, man. Yeah, I love heel flip tricks. But, you know, just to touch on Jacksonville, too, like, that was so crazy. We're just two kids from Fort Myers, and, like, when we booked that hotel. I knew there was a 50% chance that we would stay with where the hotel or where the pros were, because there was two hotels on either side of the event, and I was like, dude, it's got to stay. And where we were, I'm not gonna say the name of it, but who's going to be back there next year. But whenever they did the event, it was like 30 seconds walking distance from the event. I was like, dude, this is sick.
Yeah. And so it'd be sick. Like shortly after we arrive and walk through the lobby and start like getting some food or getting up into the elevator, we'd see freaking...
The night, I'll never forget the night where we were just chilling, getting food at the cafe. We got the flatbread gang of them show up. Yeah, and like Jamie Foy, everybody just walks in through the front door and waits right in behind us in the lobby. Yeah. And we're just like, remember he pocketed all those creamers? Yeah, that was funny.
We saw him finessing.
He was just on the phone. He slid those creamers.
Yeah, he knows the travel techniques.
Facts, dude. And then we went right behind him and did the same thing. Had to.
They yell at us. Jamie Foy did it.
We're with Foy. Nah, that was sick, though, dude. That was sick. We literally walked it through the thing. We're going to get something to eat. And we're like, oh, that looks like a serious meeting. We knew it was a group of skaters. And now as we got closer, it's like...
Jeff Rowley.
Ooh, yeah. Steve Rowley. Steve Barra. Or like, yo. And then in the elevator, too. We're just in the elevator. We're just waiting for it. Comes down. Barra walks out.
Opens up. Hey, Steve Barra. Hey, Steve Barra. What's up, guys?
Legend.
Nux. Quick Nux. Yeah. That was the weird thing, too, is like being in the hotel. Because I was already like, I just feel weird about like fanning out and like going up and being like, oh my God, I love you. In general. But like, especially when you're in the hotel, I felt even weirder. Like, I should have been more open to being like, yo, what's up? Like, I'm Brian, like this and that, y'all kill it, you know, just saying something. I just like would freeze up because I feel like I'm gonna annoy them if I'm like fanning out and while they're trying to get their food for their night or whatever up into their room.
I think we did well. I mean, yeah, we always could have been like, hey man, what's up, you know, y'all kill it. I feel like we did though for the most part. Not really with Foy, but at the same time it was like midnight.
Yeah,
we were all hella tired. Yeah, it was just like
he just skated all day.
Yeah, it wasn't really like a Yeah. Yeah. So, but I mean, dude, legends, man. Legends. And that whole event, like you said, bro, it turned up skating for me, for us as a group. Just seeing the culture behind it, especially in our state, skating's worldwide. Amazing. Bro, skating's amazing.
And the fact that you saw Jagger as you were going to the, when you went to get food and you ended up going back to the hotel to grab something, as you were coming back, you saw Jagger eating.
Yeah,
come in and like that whole interaction, and then he won. You know what I'm saying? Like that probably stuck out to you so heavy.
That did, man. Not gonna cap. That did, and I feel like that. I think about that moment when I'm skating. Every time I'm trying a hard trick, I think about seeing him. As cheesy as this is, I think about like seeing him and then watching him just come out and do that.
And then what was the interaction? You said as you were riding down the dock or as you're riding down the like, you know.
Yeah. So we were walking. We were just walking, and I'd already said what's up to him. Like, I was like, yo, good luck today. Like, I was like, Jagger, what's up, dude? Said what's up. Told him good luck. He's like, heck yeah, man. And then when we continued walking, and I was, like, a little bit behind him. Like, just because, like you said, when he walked out the hotel, I was right behind him. And we, there was, like, these kids under the bridge, and, I mean, they were like, yo, what's up, Jagger? And they're like, you gonna win today? And he's like, that's where my head's at. And just kept it moving. And I was like, damn, dude. Like, came out and did it. He came out and did that, boy.
And it's mind-blowing to see the practices, honestly. Like, how short of an... Because I always think, for some reason, like, I don't even think about it. But whenever you're watching the Street League Finals, I just assume they've been skating for, like, a while. They had, like, time to warm up. They've been, like, at the park all weekend, like, getting used to the course and everything. But realistically, like... They like would they'd practice for like 30 minutes and then be like, all right, event's starting. And Jagger Eaton in particular, he showed up like halfway through the men's finals practice.
Yeah, at that point.
And he just had his AirPods in and just
at that point,
switch back nose blunting.
Yep. When I went to go get food and I went back to the hotel because the lines were super long for everything. And we were like I said, 30 seconds. Oh, that's done recording. We were like 30. Yeah, when I went to go back to get food, we were like, because 30 seconds walking distance, the lines were super long, and the bathroom lines were super long. So I was like, yeah, I'm just
going to went back to the hotel to use the bathroom.
Yeah, I went back to the hotel to use the bathroom. In doing that is when I saw Jagger. So at that point, though, women's final was already done.
men's practice started.
Men's practice has already started. And so it's like, yeah, he was like probably like 30 minutes late to practice. Came out and just did that, bro. Just did that. And that's just like, wow. And the reason he was in, this is what I heard, the reason he was in SLS is because he placed, I think, third or something in Tampa Pro. So he got like that. It was almost like a golden ticket, yeah, to SLS. Came out and won. He was the rookie in SLS.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I just love skating so much, dude. It's so much different than any other sport, bro. Like, just the camaraderie you see. Because, you know, like, that's like the Super Bowl, bro. Like, what we watched was, like, the top of the top skateboarding competition, other than, like, the Olympics. But even SLS is above that, in my opinion. Like, people, you know, worked their whole year to get to that Super Crown, you know. And, but you just see it's all love. There's not a whole lot of, obviously, like, Nigel's probably bummed for not winning, but at the end of the day, like, he's dapping up the dude that just won. Like, he's giving props to Jagger for just, like, killing the course, you know what I mean? There's no, yeah. like, yeah. rivalry. There's no, like, beefs, you know what I mean? Like, how there's rival teams in football, there's, like, rival teams in all sports. There's not, you don't really see that. And even with Skater of the Year, like, how it's been, like, Yuto versus Mark Suchu, it's kind of been, like, neck and neck, like, who's going to get Skater of the Year, the Olympic gold medalist or, you know, Mark Suchu, you feel me? So, but it never felt like a battle, like mm-hmm. a rivalry. It's like so much togetherness in skating.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, that was an eye opener for sure too, where it's like, wow, through everything, everybody's got each other's back.
I think that's why it did so good in the Olympics too. Like as far as watch, like people who watched it and tuned in and everything, because you just see like, I feel like you don't get. The Olympics, I don't watch it too much, but with a lot of those sports, it's so, like, focused and structured to where it's, like, you know, the gymnasts are just, like, eye on the prize, you know, like, laser vision to that gold, and, you know, you see people crying if they don't win and this and that, but skating, granted, it's the first year for skating, and they were all just, like, testing the waters, but you just see hugs, like, seeing the women's finals, everyone was proud of Raisa, they weren't, like, mad that they didn't win, Leticia wasn't mad that she didn't, like, make the finals, it was just all, you know, happy to be there. Because skaters come from the streets, dude. Skaters be doing that on the side of the road and parking lots in midnight and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And skating's so hard. Like, if you don't know how to skate, if you don't understand skating, it's just, you don't understand it. You know what I mean? And when you do understand it, you're like, when you see that kind of stuff going on, you're like, what? I mean, like, you know, I've got respect for anybody that, you know, tuned into the Olympics and when they didn't know what really skating was. But when you know what skating is and you're watching these dudes compete on an Olympic level, I mean, it is life-changing because, like you said, we do come from the streets.
And we know how you, having skated...
And it's so hard.
Yeah, you know how hard it is just to, like, get a solid board slide, you know what I mean? Like,
because skating's skating, and it's like, you could take a trick, like, we talk about my heel flips. I can heel flip every time, no doubt. Heel flip down things, into things, whatever, any which way. But I still fall on heel flips. There are days where I fall on heel flips. So it's like, you know, to be on an Olympic level, these guys, everyone who is competing has what it takes, and I guess this goes for any sport, has what it takes to get that gold medal mm-hmm. or walk out with the number one on, like, SLS. But it just takes, like, you know, one little mess up to where they're placing really low or they don't qualify for certain qualifiers. And it's just like, wow. It's crazy because, I don't know, skating, dude. It's not like there's no team effort. You know, there's no coaches. There's no offense, defense coordinator. It's just you, AirPods if you want them, out there crushing it. It's so sick.
And just, dude, it's in, like, how diverse it is, like how... I think that's what I love too, is it's, there's no like, I guess like structure of progress, you know, like it's not like the dudes who are in Olympics, all of them can do like switch kickflips perfect, all of them can do switch trays perfect, all of them can do like all of these things that you need to do to be a pro, and then like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's certain people that, like, Yuto is super weird with his like spins, he can do like nollie spins into crazy stuff and things like that, and that gets him high points, you know? Someone like Nyjah can do... I don't know. I guess what I'm getting at is that, like, everyone has their skill set and everyone has their expertise, and someone like Felipe Gustavo doesn't skate transition. He can't really do like big tricks on quarter pipes and things like that to get his scores. He relies on his technical flip tricks into rails and everything, because a lot few other people are doing things like he does. Shane O'Neill can skate switch better than just about anybody, so that's why he gets a leg up in the point system. And I don't know, it's just cool to see, because it's almost like if the dude you're rooting for with his signature tricks, if he's able to land those signature tricks, then like he's made it. I don't know if that made any sense, but like,
no, that did.
It's like when you're a good football player, you're fast. You know, you've got, you know, you're fast. You can catch good, depending on what position you play and everything. Like, you have the same skill set. A good wide receiver is gonna be like kind of the same skill set as another good wide receiver. You know what I mean? But if it's like you're a skater in the finals, you're not gonna be potentially similar at all to someone else in the finals. There's certain people in the finals that probably couldn't switch tray first try, even 10 tries. Yeah. They might fall on a switch tray.
Yeah.
But like, there's people like Shane O'Neill who can switch tray every single time into grinds and all this. But the guy who can't switch tray can still probably win because he could do like
something else.
Yeah, you know, yeah, like a.
And it just depends, dude. It's like, I mean, it takes that one time. You know, it's like Shane O'Neill can probably tray nose slide, but can he do it as consistent as Gustavo Ribeiro? And when it comes down to it, he may fall on his one thing.
Yeah.
And then Gustavo might do it. So it's like, you know,
it all comes down to the day.
Yeah, where he can switch tray. If he couldn't do a certain thing and someone else does that moneymaker. It's like, that's what I love about skating too, is when you watch these other contests, not only in person, but when you're just watching them on, you know, whatever, you see like, damn, like, who is that? You know what I mean? Like, you get like when I was at Tampa Pro, the guy that won the best trick, I think it was Ivan, I'm going to butcher the last name, I think it was like Ivan
Montero or something. Like the tray nose blunt?
Yeah, yeah. He was trying that. I was fat watching that in person. I was like, damn. And I have the video footage. When I was editing that, I was like, damn. And like, that kid, I never heard of him before. And I'm just like, at Tampa Pro in person, I'm like, wow.
Because in that perspective, from that viewpoint, you see like the practice happening and you see people like trying to do tricks just over that flat top, like try to just tray over that flat top in their run, and someone to gap to like lip slide down that rail. It's like, whoa, he just gapped all the way onto that rail. So to see someone then tray flip to nose blunt down that rail, you're just like, like,
and
mind blown.
What's even crazier too is like just the culture of skating, when to just jump back, like, remember when we were in the elevator and we kept seeing like, we saw that one guy with like the illegal sieve beanie, and like he so, and we were in the elevator, and then we went to the pizza place. Like, we were in the elevator with those guys. When we went to the pizza place, you were on the phone and they just walked in. Yeah. It's like, what?
Saw him again.
And dude, and so I found like that guy, he didn't compete in SLS, I don't think. Did he?
No.
But he rips, dude. I follow him on Instagram now. I'm like, get out of here, cat. And I'm like, dude, rips. Rips. I mean, like, wow. I think I showed you some of his clips. I was like, what? Rips. And yeah, it's just cool that, like, I don't know, he could be competing at that, but like, he's just well tapped in, man. Well tapped in. I love skating.
Yeah.
My gosh.
And dude, a big thing, because I've been thinking a lot about Skater of the Year this year and all that, like, especially having this new perspective from like going to the Super Crown and everything. Like, now as we're looking at Skater of the Year and seeing Yuto and his video parts this year, and Yuto winning the gold medal, and then Mark Suchu and everything he's done with his video parts this year. It's like, dude, the last video part he just dropped.
Mark?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's already been announced who won, right? So, like, we're not going to spoil anything.
Yes, sir. It's already been announced. Oh, wrong one.
Mark Suchu took it.
Shout out, Mark, man.
And I wanted him to. And the reason being is, like, not only is... they're both pretty young, but like, Yuto's young and he's got a long career ahead of him. You know, he's already a superstar in Japan because he won the Olympics and everything. Like, he's already a superstar. And Mark Suchu, he's been just killing it for so long. And the thing about him is, and I really realized this was his last video part, he could almost be like someone to study, to be like, this is how you do skate tricks. Like, if you know what I'm saying? Because he can do just about every skate trick, it seems like. He, you know, he can, like... at least from these parts, it just seems
even,
like...
Yeah, just from what he's dropped this past 6 months, every trick's in there.
Yeah.
Dang near.
And he organizes it that way, too, to where, like, on the whole section in the last part, the Flora 3 part or whatever, he does a whole section of his video part where he does, like, just about every hurricane that you can do. And it's funny because we were talking about that with, like, skate training, how, like, sometimes I enjoy, like, being in the driveway and I'll do, like, front 5-0, front 5-0, back 180, front 5-0, front 180, like, back 5-0, back 5-0, front 180, back 5-0, back 180. Like, I skate like that sometimes. Like, I just try to, like, knock out, like, the whole list. You know what I mean? And when I was a kid, I'd make a list of, like, I can kickflip, I can fakie flip, I can half cab flip, I can frontside half cab flip. I would almost, like, check off the list of, like, tiers, you know what I mean? Like that progress system I was talking about earlier. And Mark is someone who's gotten all the way through it to where it just seems like he can not only do all the basic tricks, like a lot of pros can, but take them to, like, gnarly handrails and street spots. And now he has almost, like, with all the video parts he's dropped over his career so far, he almost has a catalog of every trick being done at a street spot. You know what I mean? Like,
for real.
If you want to see a switch back lip, a switch kickflip back lip down a handrail, Mark Suchu's got it in this video part, this timestamp. If you want to see a backside nose blunt kickflip out, he's got, you know what I mean?
It
he's
is
got
a time everything. To study, for real. It is a time to study that, man.
And I think that's why he's crushing it so hard, just because his brain works like that. And every time he's, like, filming a video part, he's probably thinking, like, okay, I did a back nose blunt nollie flip out, now let me try to do a front nose blunt nollie flip out, and on that spot I did a tray back nose blunt, so now let me try a tray front nose blunt just to, like, complete it. You know what I mean? He's got a very systematic approach to skating, and it's like, not everyone has that and not everyone needs that, but it's super cool to see how well he's, like, developed his style.
He was another guy too where it's like, you know, we've been tapped into skating for a long time. And Mark Suchu, when Mark Suchu's name came around, I remember hearing, like, who is this guy? And then watching him skate, especially watching him now, what he's released this past 6 months.
Yeah.
A whole nother level of Mark Suchu.
Because he's always been known for, like, creative approaches to spots, very quick feet, very consistent, to where he's someone who could win a game of skate. Has he ever been in Battle of the Barracks, now that I think about it?
I don't believe so.
I don't think he has, but he's someone who, like... I think he started his career, they say it on the 9 Club, but at the beginning of his career, he was, like, a game of skate kid. Like, he could, like, do all the basic tricks every try, first try. So, like, but now just to see how he's grown into not only the creativity and the quick feet and the consistency, but now just, like, gnarly, bro. Like, he can do all that. It's just crazy. I can't even, like, if you're listening and you haven't seen a lot from Mark Suchu, bro, you could just start at the beginning and just, like, watch his catalog of skating up to now, and it's just
oh yeah, it's insane.
A great representation of skating as, like, an art form, you know what I mean? And I feel like we're currently, the way people look up to people like Eric Costin, Mark Johnson, Chris Cole, like these just, like, legends of skateboarding, that's how people are gonna look at Mark Suchu for, like, generations
to come. I feel it too, for sure. He's a legend. Dude, he definitely is a legend. Chill. Yeah. Nah, man. Shout out Mark, man. Skater of the year.
Well deserved.
It was a close tie between, like, him and Suchu. Or him and Yuto. I think Mark definitely deserves it. You know what I mean? I mean, Suchu, you got to get recognition for when you put work in like that, and there's no other way to go about it. Yuto got gold medal in the Olympics. He's
gnarly tricks.
Yeah, I mean, he got his flowers. Not to say it's all done, and that kind of would have been cool to see him win both. But at the end of the day, you can't top coming out with parts like Suchu did, especially back to back. Like what they explained to the 9 Club, that was all filmed this year.
Yeah. You know,
and on top of that, he was still competing in contests at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
So, like, to skate,
Verso, that mind-blowing Verso part was just, like, 2 years ago. And then the four he did this year, like you said, they were all filmed this year. And just simply the amount of footage, because each video part wasn't just, like, here's, like,
yeah, it's not like 2.5 minutes, 3 minutes.
It's, like, a production to where he...
And he's still posting on Instagram.
Yeah.
Clips.
And that's what skating is, dude. Like, Mark, that's what...
Man. Mark.
Someone who lives, eats, and breathes skateboarding is someone who can produce something like that.
Shout out Suchu, man. shout out, suit you. Yeah. You want to wrap it up, man?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
We're going for about an hour. Episode 105, man.
We're warming back up.
We're warming back up. It's been a minute. We still got some plans. We're doing some things. I feel like we always say that. We really are. We really are. I've been traveling more for work. It's been really awesome. I've been loving my job.
That's awesome.
Been going to like places in Florida, but Tampa, Orlando, stuff like that. Gonna start doing that more too. Not like travel trips, but
just to get away from home. Get out of the daily routine a little bit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I like how they do that. I mean, you know, a lot of team building things that they do, and so I really like that. Shout out to the company. Mad love to my work. Mad love to the people listening, man. If you're not subscribed, man, please go subscribe to the YouTube. We are, you know, we're trying to do this. We got goals for 2022, but why in there? We got goals for 2021. We're still in it. Subscribe while you can. You're gonna have to pay subscribe in 2022. No, I'm
playing. Patreon only. 2022.
Nah, we won't do that. We'll never be one of those podcasts. But with that being said, you know, support us while you can, man, where you can.
And if you're listening to this and you're a skater, we got the skate topics.
Oh, yeah. We got skate topics. If you want to skate with us, let us know. Nah, but yeah, if you're listening, shout out to anybody listening. Rate and review us on the charts, too, anywhere you're listening.
Really
Spotify
helps.
Podcast. That helps a lot. Helps a ton. Like and subscribe on YouTube, City of Palms Podcast, anywhere you listen. We're on TikTok, all social medias at that handle as well. IG, Facebook, probably where we're most active. New episodes every Monday. Got a lot of exciting guests rolling in these next couple weeks. Yeah.
Not slowing down.
Thank you all for watching, listening, viewing.
Hit him with the outro, Biscuit.
105.